欢迎收听可可英语独家专栏节目可可 Radio， 我是安夏，安静的安，夏天的夏。微信上搜索公众号安夏说英语可以找到我。今天我们想聊一聊如何管理你愤怒的情绪。 Take responsibility for your anger， 要对你的愤怒负责。 Recognize that is your choice whether or not to become angry。要认识到是否变得很生气都是你的选择。 Once you accept responsibility for your feelings, thoughts and behaviors, you are less likely to react explosively. 一旦你接受了你的感情、想法和行为的责任，你不大可能会有爆发性的反应。 Talk about your anger, 谈谈你的愤怒。Verbally expressing how you feel is better than acting out your anger, and it will make you feel more empowered in your personal relationships.
口头表达你的感受比发泄你的愤怒情绪要更好，而且呢，这可以使你能够掌控你的人际关系。
Cool off, 冷静下来。 With time, you may understand what set you off.And decide whether action is necessary. If your anger doesn't dissipate, or if you find yourself ruminating and getting irritated or over again, try to cool off.
随着时间的推移，你可能会明白到底是什么使你这样做，和决定这样的行为是否是必须的。如果你的愤怒没有消散，或者说你发现自己反复思考后又开始变得不耐烦了，你可以冷静一下。
Counting to 10, 从一数到十。 Taking deep breaths and focusing on your breathing.
深呼吸，专注你的呼吸。
Removing yourself physically to a quiet place or going for a walk.
到一个安静的环境中，或者说去散步。
Calming yourself by visualizing a serene setting or experience.
通过遐想一个宁静的景色，或者说是一个经历，使你静下来。
Meditating, 或者说可以沉思。Talking yourself down to a calmer or more positive place.
说服自己去一个比较平静或者积极的地方。
Looking at the event that triggered your anger from another perspective.
从另一个角度上来看待使你生气的那个事情。
Okay, that's what we talked about today.
以上就是聊了一个小话题，如何管理你愤怒的情绪。
Take responsibility for your anger.
要对你的愤怒负责。
Cool off,
冷静下来。更多正能量英语请关注可可英语可可 Radio， 或者可以关注我的微信公众号哦。